only one of its kind, is brought to you by Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve, the City of Eunice, the Louisiana Office of Tourism, the St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, Incorporated, the Best Stop Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana, the John Guillory Allstate Insurance Company of Eunice, Louisiana, and the Cajun French Music Association. Entertaining you tonight will be Vorenz Berza and the original Mamou Playboys with special guest Steve Riley. Your host is a musician. He's a retired fire chief. He's an avid promoter of Cajun culture, Monsieur Ray Landry. So, sit back, enjoy, and give a warm welcome to Vorenz Berza and the original Mamou Playboys with Steve Riley.
That's what I'm talking about. Listen. I know when you plan to have a good time, or when you go listen to a band, and you know you're gonna like the band that you hear. That was me all week long when I knew I was gonna. Actually, a bunch of these people. All these people except for Miss Manuel there. I knew we've been knowing each other for a long, long time, all through the music and the culture, and we're gonna enjoy this wonderful music by the original Mamou Playboys. And we're going to do the first waltz, La Valse de Eunice. C'est bon. Boy, like that me. I'm going to introduce the band members, and then we're going to talk to Vorence Berzos in the, playing the drums back there. In fact, that's him, Vorence Berzos on drums. Berzos. Steve Riley, of course, on accordion. Kevin Berzos on guitar. Alice Manuel on triangle. And Tina Piglioni on fiddle. Allons chanter un mot toi un petit brin, Vorence. You know, I've enjoyed the music. I've enjoyed your vocals from the very first time I heard you when you were playing with Dewey Botha. And I kept looking over my shoulder to see who was playing. Because remember, that in the heyday at Mulots, the only place to stand was on the bandstand, that you had room. Everything else was full. And I kept looking to see who that wonderful voice was. And I think he didn't know it, but he was a large influence on my life in Cajun music and the love of traditional Cajun music. But we have some stories about the Mamou Playboys. And I know we're not going to talk too much because we want to listen to all the good music. So I'm going to shut up now, and we're going to play La Valse Criminelle, the criminal waltz. Steve, I'm going to give you actually all the first six, seven songs all in C, right? So we won't have to change till later. Right? Is that right? Don't make, there you go, Steve Riley. Yes, sir. Thank you. So, Barnes, when your dad was the only musician in the family, and then y'all decided to start the Mamu Playboys?
Yeah, that's right. Daddy actually first, when he started playing again, let's say, in the
40s. Hold on just 1 second. Can I have a little bit more heavy on it, on this mic, please? There you go. Okay, I'm sorry.
In the 40s, the Bowfathers came in contact him to put a band together to play. They were already started playing again, I'll say, you know, because like from the 30s to the late 40s is when there was no more bands, nobody was playing. And they come contacted him to put a band together and play, and they were playing here in Eunice at an old club they called the Dixie Club. And anyway, went on from there, and then my daddy put a band together of his own, which he called the Mamu Playboys, which was all guys from the Mamu area. I'm trying to remember, there was Rodney Beaufort and Roy Fontenot and
Lee Manuel.
Lee Manuel,
part, yes.
Yeah, Lee Manuel. I hate to start naming them because I'm going to skip some, I know.
Yeah, you don't want to miss nobody, sure.
Yeah. Anyway, and I think it was in 1950, the band that my daddy had put together, the drummer quit, so I had been sitting in a little bit, and he told me one day, he says, the drum player quit, so you're going to have to play. I says, you kidding me? He says, no, we were picking cotton. He says, Saturday we're going to go to Lafayette and buy you a set of drums, and you're going to play. And at that time, he was playing like 3 and 4 nights a week, but he was also playing with other bands.
Yes, I think he told me he was playing in 5 bands at one time.
Four bands, yeah. At one time. But it got to where he played just the Mamu Playboys. But like in the 50s, we were playing every night. Seven nights a week, oh, plus God. Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon.
Wow.
And also had a live broadcast at radio station in Ville Platte, KVPI, on Saturday afternoons.
Well, on va continuer moi, tu vas parler la musique, on va jouer la musique.
I had a hard time in school that way.
Like, and he drove us to us. The Eunice two-step, baby. We'll be right back. So he told you that, did he tell you like Wednesday, Saturday we're going by the drums and Saturday night you're going to play with us at Snooks? And then I would imagine back in the day that Rodney would have been doing most of the vocals and then you wasn't singing yet. And so when did that happen? When did, was he sick one day, had a cold and something, needed somebody to sing? I know that's what happened to me.
Rodney was doing all the singing and he coaxed me one night into singing one. And I'd never sang, you know, dance hall. I'd always sing out in the fields, you know. And anyway, went to started the song playing the drums. When I went to sing, I just quit playing the drums.
You remember the song?
Yeah, Grand Night Special.
Oh, that's a hell of a one to forget. Yeah. That's a hell of a one to remember. Much less forget. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah,
so you did say that you drove a school bus as well.
No, not me. Dewey did.
Oh, so yeah, he was. Dewey
Bofa.
So he came along with the Mamu Playboys from the very beginning with Rodney.
Rodney, yeah.
And then your dad knew, and then Lee Manuel, and then
in
Roy.
One of those other bands that he played with the Bofas. He played with Dewey and Will and Rodney.
Wow. Yeah. If I could, you know, one of my favorites for sure. Always been one of my favorite, Dewey Bofa and all of those Bofa brothers. We're gonna do something called Miller's Cave. I think Steve is on vocals on that one particular song. Miller's Cave.
About time.
Hey,
That's a beautiful song, Steve. That's on that Cubillon CD as well. Was that an old song that you resurrected, yes?
Yes, an old tune I learned from an old 45 from D.L. Menard and Mark Savoy.
Really? I thought I had all of them. I thought I had all of them LPs way back in the day. So, Vorence, back in the day, I know you went through many musicians at the time. So whatever possessed you to look up a kid named Steve Riley in Mamou, I think it was 15 years old.
Well, Tina introduced me to him. She called me one, I guess it was a Sunday morning, something like that, to play for a children's Mardi Gras in Savoie. And I asked her, well, who's playing? Well, she says, this young man from Mamou, Steve Riley. I said, how old is this young man? She says, he's 14. I said, 14? I said, my God. I says, he's just a kid. She says, yeah, but he can play. He comes to the jam sessions and he plays real good. Well, I says, who else is playing? Well, she says, on the fiddle, it'll be Hadley Castile. I says, oh, well, okay. I said, that's fine. I figured we could always override that accordion, you know. Think so.
So that's how Steve Riley started playing, and later on you had to actually call him to join the Mamou Playboys. Is that
what
happened?
I think I mentioned his name to Dewey, and he said he had met him already at a jam session, I think maybe in Basile or somewhere. He had met Steve, and he says, yeah, he seems to be a good accordion player. And I told him, I says, because we didn't have one for one weekend, because our accordion player was Robert Jordell, and he was a truck driver, and he couldn't make it in. He was somewhere out of state. And so he called Steve, and Steve played with us that weekend. And from then on, he filled in, until at one time Robert couldn't play anymore. I think he'd got hurt in an accident, and Steve had to play in full time.
Great. So
my memory is as old as I am, you know. So
well, we're going way back, you know, Vorence.
Yeah. I really wanted that job with Dewey Balfour's band really bad. Mr. Vorence was in the band, and so I had someone beat up Robert one night. he couldn't play for a while, so I had the job. But it was a pleasure being in that band. I learned a lot about just how
stage
everything
presence.
Works yeah, together sure. in a band, and sure. I learned a lot of great old tunes from Mr. Vorence, many of them that the Playboys, the current Playboys, have recorded.
So we're gonna do one special one now, because I didn't know that was when you started playing that song a while ago. The Shupik Waltz. La Voz de Shupik.
Thank you.
You know, it's no secret that I was a great lover of the Balfour music from way back when. I got to tell you, one day I was on the fire department in Lafayette, Louisiana. We were working a 3-3-3 shift, 3 days, 3 nights, 3 days off. And one day someone told me about a jam session at the Main Street Lounge in Bazille. I didn't even know where Bazille was. I had been a lover of traditional Cajun music. My grandfather was an accordion player. When I was old enough just to sit on his knee, I remember taking my bicycle on the north side of town and going to Webb's Neighborhood Lounge. I don't even remember how little I was or what age I was, just so I could listen to that beautiful music. So one day I decided to take off from the fire station. You had an exchange of time privilege. So I got someone equal rank with me, and we went, and he took my place, and I took off. I must have stood in the doorway of the Main Street Lounge for an hour and a half, amazed at what I saw there. I think when I walked in, I just stood there with my mouth all the way open, looking at people that I loved in the music. Dewey Balfour, at that time, Steve was there as well. He was a little bitty old player, but until he started playing that accordion, then he became an old man playing an accordion. And it was one of the things, I think for 10 years after that, I took off every Thursday night and I headed to the Main Street Lounge in Bazille. And because of that, because of those fine folks, Lee Manuel, I ended up playing with him. Nokale Young, ended up playing with him. Loving that music, and it's probably the reason, that one night was probably the reason that I've dedicated my life to the preservation of traditional Cajun music as we know it and love it today. So having said all of that, we're going to listen to the Wandering Aces Special. Okay, so imagine back in the day, you know, playing seven nights a week, Cajun music. I know Steve almost does that tonight, but back in the day, you were making all of them big bucks, I know. So, Vorence, did y'all do something else during the daytime? Did y'all have a regular job to pay the bills, actually?
We were farmers.
Farmers, yeah. Well, that's how I figured as much. I'm sorry?
Tenant farmers. Yeah, tenant farmers.
Oh, tenant farmers, yes.
Yep,
wow.
We were farmers, yeah.
So y'all worked all day in the fields and then played music seven nights a week. How can you imagine that?
And found time to go to school in between that.
That's truly amazing. But we're back in the day. Those were the good old days, though.
Yeah.
You know, work hard, play hard. And, you know, imagine this band as you see it there. You know, with Kevin and with Steve and with Vorence, just add Dewey Balfa on the fiddle here. And they played for years and years at Mulots. And when I tell you, like I was talking a while ago, the only place in the whole place to stand was on the bandstand. And it was a little bitty old bandstand. You know, Mulots had, or that Cajun restaurant had enlarged three times. So can you imagine at a bar with those guys playing with 10 people abreast trying to get a drink? Like you were number 10 in line. And they didn't have no place to dance on the dance floor, so they would dance in between the tables. Remember those days, Kevin?
Ray, I remember one night, especially, we started at 7, we'd play till 10. Well, that night we played till 10:30, and went by, you and your wife and kids were sitting at a table, and I said, y'all late? Y'all fixing to leave? No, we just ordered. We've been in line since 7 o'clock waiting for a table.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, that was a beautiful place, and that's one of the reasons that Cajun music is so popular today throughout the world. Great musicians like that. I have some friends out in the audience, lifelong friends, been knowing them for a long, long time. I haven't known them for 55 years, but they will celebrate 55 years of wedded bliss. They were celebrated on July the 5th, and it's Charlene and Daryl Richard. Where you at, my friend? I know. You two are here, monsieur. Gaillez là-bas. 55 years. Yeah, you can stand up, Cher. Pas toi, Daryl, je sais. I know for 55 years, I know that one of you was happy for sure for 55 years. That is amazing.
One-way ticket to heaven.
So he said on the card, he said, you know, ask him to play a good waltz for me. I got to tell you, folks, there's not a bad waltz on that whole list. And so... A while ago, Daryl, I was going to ask him, I was going to say, well, let's play a good waltz, but it was a criminal waltz, and I thought everybody was going to associate that with you, and I said, no, I can't do that. So we'd like to do something called the Evangeline waltz, La Valse Evangeline.
Assis dans la porte de ma maison, j'ai pré-jongler à tous les chants que tu m'as fait. Mais cher Timon, quand t'as quitté la maison, là tu m'as dit que tu
Beautiful job, Lawrence.
Thank you.
So when, how did the occasion arise that ton papa a connu tu peux chanter la musique? Il connaissait tu peux chanter la musique. Did he know that you could sing or you would sing at home
I'd sing in the fields. I'd sing all the time.
And so how did the occasion arise that one night you're going to, okay, Lawrence, c'est l'heure pour...
I'd sit in playing the drums that band he had, the Mambo Playboys. And I'd go with him. My mom and I would go with him, and I'd sit down and play 2-3 songs sometimes on the drums.
I see, and then just and one day he asked you, he said, why don't you sing one?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Singing, and you've been singing ever since.
Yeah.
Good for us.
Rodney's who made me sing.
Rodney used to make you sing. Oh, yeah, well, sure. He makes everybody sing. I know he's one of them. He's the fellow that inspired me the most, Rodney Balfour, for sure. We had some, if you're a member of the CFMA, you should have, you can always tell the front row is full of CFMA members for sure. You should have got your voting blank today to vote for Band of the Year, Accordion Player of the Year, Fiddlers of the Year. You should have got that. And, you know, they got some almost across the board, four or five bands. What the CFMA has done this year is incorporate the help of DJs to help them select the band members or the bands that you will select who will be the winners. So it's something they're trying different this year, and it's working out fine because some of the bands across the board are high performance. With Mr. Steve Riley is on there. The Dupuy Huval Fusilier Cajun Band. And that guy Fusilier is in here somewhere. Zach, where are you? You're way, he's on the last row. One of the finest young fiddle players, singers in Cajun music today. He's all of about 15 years old, I'm thinking. He was at the jam session today at Vermilionville, and he was just tearing them up. Also, the band Timon and then Cajun Express and a couple of other bands. So you're going to have a tough time this year selecting who you want to win, for sure. It's always been tough for me. We're going to announce who's going to be coming and play in a little bit. First of all, we're going to do something called the Hard Luck Waltz. C'est ça la base malchanceuse?
No. This was recorded by Amadé Bro, late 40s.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, Dewey had re-recorded that, and what is it, Steve? Mourir dans les misères, I believe. So
okay.
He called.
All right. The Hard Luck Waltz.
Same song.
Yeah, the other name for this song is Dying in Misery. That's a happy title for a song. Hard Luck Waltz ain't much better.
Yeah.
I tell you, folks, boy, I like that me. I'm so proud to be here tonight, I tell you. Coming up in the next 4 weeks, July the 6th, is going to be the Gravel Road Band with Ken Benoit. They're going to be here. Actually, it's next Saturday, right? But it's, this year's flying, isn't it? And La Band La Ricotte Cajun Band. And the MC will be, yes. The MC will be Fred Charlie on July the 13th. The Jean Lafitte Jammers will be here for the first part of the show. And then after them, Forrest Huval and Friends. With Pope Huval, that's actually Pope Huval's grandson. So the grandfather and the grandson will be here for July the 13th. And July the 20th, Cajun Express with Rachel Wilson. Rachel Wilson and Pat Thibodeau, those guys are nominated in a couple of categories for the CFMA. Look out, Jan. And on the 27th of July, Jackie Calle, Ivy Duga, and the Cajun Cousins will have the whole show. Yeah, let's hear it for them. So great, that's coming up in the next 4 weeks right here at the Liberty Theater. Y'all don't forget, if you're in and around Lafayette on a Saturday afternoon, you need to stop by Vermilionville. Jam session we have there every Saturday at 1 o'clock. It's free to the public. It's wonderful. It's in the Performance Center. Today, I don't know, 50, 60 people sitting down and listening to some traditional acoustic Cajun music. Cheryl Cormier and Zach Fusilier was the guest today. I'm telling you, folks, it's you need to come to that jam session, just kind of sit by the beautiful Vermilionville, relax, have a wonderful meal in Mama's Cajun restaurant, and just listen to some wonderful Cajun music every Saturday, 1 o'clock. So we're going to do something La Special de la Cassine. La Cassine Special.
Well, let Mr. Steve sing this one.
Steve's going to sing this one.
Yeah.
to the microphone a little while, Steve. So, buddy, 15 years old, or actually 14 years old, and asked by Vorence and Maurice, or actually Vorence and them, to play with Rodney Balfour and them. So I know you were around here. So what do you think about that? The best thing since sliced bread, huh?
It was fantastic. You know, it was really good that I got to grow up around a lot of great musicians. A lot of the musicians I grew up playing with are no longer here.
That's right.
And it's very unfortunate because they were so great in so many ways, not just musically, but just great personalities. And
sure. So you've learned a lot of stage presence from those guys. I know that, well, they had it automatic. They've been in front of the audience all of their entire lives. So it's one of the things that I noticed when I would observe Dewey, because, you know, he was my mentor, but he had control. He had control of the whole band, and I guess a good word is demanded control of the band, and for that we had this beautiful music. So, and then right after playing with them for a little while, you went play with Dewey full time. Is that right?
Yeah, I ended up in the band full time for a while, and when Robert healed up, he came back.
Oh, he came back. Yeah, so. They put you out to pasture again. Then you started Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys right after that, yeah?
Yeah, but I always played with Mr. Dewey on and off until...
Yeah, sure, I remember that.
...the time of his death. Yeah.
And then you played a little while with Nonkale Young for a little while, no?
No, Nonkale Young beat me once in an accordion contest.
Well, let me tell you something. He beat a lot of people in an accordion contest back in the day. One of the finest guys on the entire planet, Nonkale Young.
It was an honor to lose to him.
Yeah, it was. So... And Steve Riley never looked back after 14 years. I mean, actually 14 years old back in the day. Never looked back, probably playing in two or three bands now and all over the world, playing Cajun music and representing our culture and representing it like it should be represented, playing traditional Cajun music. So actually, the reason I wanted to talk to Steve is that I'm pretty sure he's going to sing the next song. And I just stuck my foot in my mouth if he's not. Called The Big Boy Waltz. Are you going to do that?
I'm going to do that. This is a song I learned from Mr. Vorence, though. He's wow. The guy who taught it to me. And
The Big Boy Waltz.
Big Boy's Waltz.
I love it. Let's hear it. Big Boy Waltz.